Port workers in British Columbia have voted to reject a mediated contract offer, extending job action that prevented billions in goods from moving for almost 2 weeks in July. In a letter posted on the union's website, International Longshore and Warehouse Union Canada President Rob Ashton says workers are now calling on their employers to come to the table and negotiate directly, instead of doing so through the BC Maritime Employers Association. The rejection raises the prospect of back-to-work legislation to end the uncertainty at more than 30 port terminals and other sites, including Canada's largest port in Vancouver. The four-year agreement between the union and maritime employers went to a vote of about 7,400 workers on Thursday and Friday, after union leaders presented the deal to local chapters on Tuesday. The deal worked out with federal mediators had put a temporary halt to a 13-day strike that had commenced July 1, but its fate seesawed wildly as the union leadership then rejected it and tried to go back to picket lines. When that was deemed illegal by the Canada Industrial Relations Board, the union submitted a new 72-hour strike notice, only to withdraw it hours later. On July 20, the union announced it was recommending the deal and would put it to a full membership vote. Its failure will give impetus to calls for the federal government to bring in back-to-work legislation that came earlier from industry groups and politicians, including Alberta Premier Danielle Smith. The earlier job action was serious enough that Prime Minister Justin Trudeau convened the government's incident response group to discuss the matter, an occurrence typically reserved for moments of national crisis. The Canadian Press.